Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica. Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Shelby.
It's Riley.
And it's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy.
And today's episode trigger warnings are explicit sexual content.
And this month, we made Riley read Unhinged by Vera Valentine. And how many stars did you give it on Goodreads, Riley?
I gave it 3. It's a good book, but I gave it a solid 3.
A solid 3.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with 3.
Sounds promising.
So we're going to begin our story off in the Doors POV. Mm. And it's our only POV this whole
really?
Book. Yes. Wow. Yes. And it's Tana's front door, to be specific.
Oh, it's a front door.
Front door.
Yeah. It's a front door.
Arguably the most important of all the doors.
Yeah. It is the most important door.
I don't know why I thought it would be like a bedroom door.
That'd be sexier.
As a door, I didn't know when I fell in love with Tana, only that I most assuredly was. It might have been the first time she'd laid her soft fingertips on the cool brass of my knob. The day she first toured the apartment, I faithfully guarded. I'd watched, fascinated by the play of light against her cheek as she signed the papers on the chipped formica counter of the tiny kitchen just beyond my threshold.
Wow.
It may have been when I noticed the care she always took sliding the key into my lock. In the 6 months she'd spent safely tucked behind my back at night, she'd never jiggled her key uncomfortably or twisted the knob too hard. No, not Tana. She'd always make sure the lock had unlocked before she tried to enter, and never tried to force her way beyond a sticky catch in the deadbolt. Such a kind girl.
I'm going to be thinking about this every time I walk in the front door.
You're just going to stick your key in and be like, you like this?
I'm not interested. I'm married.
Over the last 6 months, his feelings for Tana have gotten stronger and stronger. Every press of her breasts against the door as she looks through the peephole, every brush of her fingertips along his knob, every gentle grip along his edge. But he wished he could take her away from these rundown apartments and give her a better and safer life. Terrible things lurked around here.
But if she moves, the door stays. Does he think that if she moves, she'll take her front door with her?
Yeah.
I think he wishes to be more than a door.
More than a door. Okay.
Shortly before Tana moved in, the door watched Randall, the sleazy and overly friendly superintendent, vanish into the woods across from the complex with a girl staggering unsteadily beside him. The girl never came back. Randall is also just very yucky. He's like one of those dudes that's like, I'm trying to think of like a good example. He's like, oh, you got a big package? You need help with that package? He's like that type of old man. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I got a package for you.
Always stopping by to see if Tana needs something and clearly checking her out constantly. The door absolutely hates him and he thinks Tana also picked up on his gross vibe. She's always very polite with him, but keeps like a nice distance between them. And she's got those icky vibes.
Okay.
The next day, the door was startled by a round of heavy knocks. There stood a man in a dark blue uniform, an officer like the ones he had seen on the TV shows Tana watches. The officer held up a photo of the woman who went into the woods with Randall. Obviously, Tana doesn't know what the door knows.
Yeah.
And so she just tells the officer, you know, if she sees or hears anything, she'll call him. Tana closes the door and whips up herself some frozen waffles. The door can hear the officer coming back down the hallway and hears the squawk of his radio. He hears the mention of bringing canines out and he's like, I know from watching those shows. They only do that if they're looking for a body. So he's like,
murder.
I'm going to keep that up here.
My little door brain.
Where is his brain? Where is it? And he knows bad men like Randall often get worse if they were close to being discovered. He knows that his Tana is in danger and he has to do something. But he's never felt more hopeless because he's a fucking door.
What is he to do? What's a door to do?
What is a door to do? That evening, there was another knock at the door. Stinky little Randall at the door.
Ugh.
He's leaning into the door jamb with his boozy breath, calling for Tana. Tana, hey Tana, it's Randall, honey. I know you're home. I saw your car in your parking space. Hey, did the cops talk to you today? Also, that would creep me out so fucking bad.
Yeah.
If he was like, I know you're home.
I know the cops are asking about me.
What'd you say, honey?
Just come out. I just want to talk.
I just want a little chit chat. Tana sighed and threw on her robe and slightly opened the door. I would never.
No.
She told him yes, they stopped by, and that she told them she didn't hear or see anything, and the door is happy about this. He's like, smart girl. Don't tell him anything, even though she
doesn't know anything.
She doesn't know anything. So I was like, that's weird, but okay. Again, she truly doesn't know anything. So Tana asks him if he needs anything else, and he says, that's all, honey. Just trying to keep an eye on the complex, you know? I'd hate to think there was a dangerous man out here that could hurt one of my favorite tenants.
Ew.
He's the dangerous man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Little liar. And he gives her a little wink and leaves.
Ew.
It's hours later, and Tana is safe and asleep in her bed. It's storming outside and the door can see a strangely dressed man come up the hallway. The man is wearing a white robe and leather sandals, and somehow not a single drop of rain had touched him. The man stops in front of the door and stares directly at him. The door. The man stares at the door. The man tells him Hera advised that he make amends for his affairs.
Hera?
Hera.
Like the Zeus's wife Hera?
Mm-hmm.
Shelby's face.
Out of fucking left field.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I know. I'm telling you, this was not what I was expecting to be. Anyway, here's the thing. I can't just say a couple of words and change reality. It tends to get the mortals in a tizzy, especially these days. Part of Hera's whole thing is consent, which she says I need to learn. The man made a condescending air quotes with his fingers, leaving me with hefty doubts the man was actually contrite. So hey, good news on the front though. I'm giving you the chance to convince your lady love in there to set you free.
From being a door?
Okay. Right, sorry, you can't talk. I forgot. You're probably wondering what all this is about, your existence and everything. The thing is, you're made of solid oak. That's one of my sacred trees. I'm told that apparently an acorn from my grove across the ocean made it here, grew up into a big strong oak, and was felled to use for. The man wrinkled his nose and gestured dismissively at me. Well, this. Congrats. You're at least half dryad, my boy.
Dryad.
Dryad.
I think of like a god of some sort.
Okay. It's a good door. It's a quality door.
It is
door.
A good door.
Yeah.
And, well, there's a pretty decent chance you may be, you know, my son of sorts. See, a lot of things happened in that grove, and there was this perfectly positioned knothole on this really sexy tree, and the mead was flowing freely. He gestured in a rolling circle with his hand. You get the point. He fucked a tree.
He fucked a tree.
He fucked a tree.
And the door does not, in fact, get the point. He does not understand. But he also can't talk, so it's not like he's responding. He's just soaking in all this information. He tells the door by Hera's grace he may enter Tana's dream tonight. While in her dream, he will have to convince her to basically have sex with him, with his knob. He tells him she will have to have sex with him as a door in order to be set free. He also tells him he needs to do it quickly because his brother Hades...
This is a Greek mythology.
I know.
Yeah, I was not expecting.
No. His brother mentioned that the skinny twit lurking around here, i.e. Randall, sent a woman to the underworld recently. The man gives him a pat and leaves.
Murder.
Murdered.
Obviously, all of this information prison is a lot. He has a daddy, and now he learns he can be set free. So that's crazy. He spent the next few hours thinking of any command he could use that would, like, send him into Tana's dream. He's like, how exactly am I supposed to get there? You didn't give me any instructions. After a while, he gave up and he fell asleep. And then I just put, like, two question marks because I'm like, fell asleep. He just, I guess, drifts out of, like, consciousness.
What a horrible existence.
I know. Poor Dor. All of a sudden, he found himself in a large open space in the body of a man. In the middle of the large open space was a classroom filled with students seated at their desks, and in the middle of the room was a naked Tana. The class broke out in laughter and began to laugh at Tana, and the Dor ran over to her and covered her with his flannel. When he tried to kneel beside her, he fell, though, because he's a Dor and he's not used to having legs. This made the class's laughter get even louder. Tana, now standing at this point, holds out her hand to help him up. Also, as a man, he's still the size of a Dor.
That's a big
man. He's a large man. He's a big man. He's a big boy.
Tall and wide.
I just thought it was really funny.
He's just, like, perfectly, like,
rectangular.
He just holds his arms out like, I am your Dor. She asks him why he seems so familiar and who the hell is he?
I have no name but yours, Tana. I'm your faithful guardian and protector. Nothing more, nothing less. I am your Dor and I love you.
Oh my God.
I am your Dor and I love you. Obviously, she tells him she does not fucking understand. And he says, your Dor to your apartment.
Your front door. We're together all the time.
Jessica,
I'm in here.
And he's just smiling like big as fuck because he also doesn't really understand. He understands emotion from like watching TV and stuff, but he doesn't fully know how to like
be a person.
Do it.
Yeah. Makes sense.
He said he's just like cheesing real hard. He's like, me, your Dor. Tana is thinking this is like the weirdest dream she's ever had. And the poor Dor is like begging her to listen to him. He tells her he needs to ask her a favor. And she says, a favor, huh? So what? Do you want me to like oil your hinges? And this made him blush. He's like, oh, is she flirting? And he describes a blushing feeling like the afternoon sun on his painted front.
Ew. Painted front.
How would he know what that feels like? He's in an apartment complex.
I guess the sun shines on his painted front.
I mean, maybe it's not like a hallway situation.
Oh, I was thinking like a hallway situation.
I think it is like a hallway, but like an outdoor hallway. You know, where the ones where all their doors are on the outside?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a matter of speaking, the man that offered me this, I pointed back and forth between us, said that we must be together in the way that you are with your shivering blue stick. Her vibrator.
Her vibrator.
She masturbates in the living room? Girl.
No, so the way it's kind of described, it doesn't go into like full detail about what her layout is in her apartment. But her bedroom entry, like the doorway to her bedroom, faces
the front door.
Yeah, so he can like see in it.
Okay.
And her living room is also like to the side. So like her front door, you enter, there's her living room. You walk forward. I think her kitchen is there because he can also see her kitchen.
Wow.
I'm like, that's an open floor plan.
Must cost a lot of money.
And Tana is like, what the fuck do you know about my shivering blue stick, buddy? Why do you know about that? And the Dor is confused as to why this is upsetting her. And he tells her, you leave your bedroom door open, so I didn't think you'd want privacy. Well, it's her own home. And she tells him, well, yeah, she didn't realize her goddamn front door was a voyeur. And then she's like, wait, is my bedroom door watching me too? Are you all freaky press board pervs? And the Dor is like, whoa, 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 whoa. I am made of solid oak. I am not a press board.
That is insulting, honestly.
And he said, there's no other Dor like me. It's me. I'm your protector. I'm the Dor. I'm it.
I am the Dor.
I am the fucking Dor. The Dor is literally begging at this point, and he tells her, please, Tana, Randall is a murderer. He killed that girl, and he's going to kill you next. He tells her he can protect her if he can move, but he can't do it as a Dor. He also tells her that Randall will let himself into her apartment and that he's done it before. Tana is freaking out and is like, fuck, I thought he was just some creepy loser, not a murderer. And she asks the door about him entering into her apartment. He tells her Randall entered her apartment while she was at the supermarket several weeks ago. He used some strange key to get in, like I think a master key. Mm-hmm. And he took her pink underwear, the one she had been looking for. Tana is super upset about this and obviously thinks of what Randall could have done to her if she were there, or like if he entered while she was sleeping.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Can't the door just like not open?
You would think, but no.
Oh, he just has to like be a door?
Yeah, because in the beginning he said sometimes when like Tana would touch him, he would like flip his deadbolt.
Ew.
So I'm like, why can't you just do that? But I don't know. The door tells her again they don't have much time and to think about what he's asked. Tana asks him what he means and how would she even do it, but the space around them flickers and eventually everything vanishes and the door is back to being a sturdy rectangle of painted oak. Down the hall, Tana awoke with a gasp. The next morning, things were more quiet than usual. Tana is basically ignoring her door.
How?
She keeps like walking by it and giving it weird ass looks. Because she's like, hey, you were in my dream. She'll glance at it every now and then, but that's it. It's Thursday, grocery shopping day. Tana grabs her keys and purse and heads out. A few minutes later, the shrill bark of Mrs. Scrimshaw's chihuahua grabbed the door's attention. He could also hear two other voices. Randall and Mrs. Scrimshaw were walking down the hallway, and she thanks him for changing one of her light bulbs as her dog violently humps his leg.
You show him, little chihuahua.
Little chihuahua. He tells her, yeah, yeah, it was just a light bulb, and he has to go fix Tana's oven now.
No.
Randall waited for Mrs. Scrimshaw to round the corner before unlocking the door and going inside. He slammed the door shut and walked towards Tana's kitchen, pulling a pill bottle out of his pocket. Randall yanked open the refrigerator and pulled out Tana's favorite expensive orange juice. The door watched in horror as Randall emptied the entire bottle into the juice. He recapped it, gave it a shake, and put it back in the fridge. Before leaving, Randall grabbed a pair of her underwear, purple satin ones. He shoved them in his pocket and walked out the door. At the same time, Tana was rounding the corner with grocery bags in hand. Randall got a little spooked because he was almost caught, so he decides to accidentally bump into her and he says, oh, Tana, I'm so sorry. I was just on my way back from Mrs. Scrimshaw's and I wasn't watching where I was going. Her oven was broken again. Liar.
Liar.
It was all the door could do not to vibrate with rage in his frame. Tana tells Randall no worries and quickly gets herself inside and locks the door. As she walked over to the kitchen, her foot slid slightly on something crumbled up on the carpet. Her panties. She gripped the underwear and looked down her hallway and then back at the door. She growled with frustration, stomping to her bedroom and tossing the underwear back in the hamper. And then she heads to the kitchen and pours herself a glass of wine. A half hour later, Tana finished her glass of wine.
I can't believe I'm even considering this. I've got to be out of my fucking mind. Her eyes drifted down the hall again, lingering on the edge of her hamper. But I mean, it can't hurt anything, right? I mean, women fuck cucumbers and bedposts and balloons and shit. That isn't that weird, right?
Do women fuck balloons?
Yeah. How?
And why?
Yeah. Also, no, I've never heard of a woman fucking a balloon.
No.
I mean, a cucumber, yeah, I've heard it. But also a bedpost, I feel like that would be painful as fuck, but go off.
I mean, that's, I guess, I just imagine it's like very high up. Like you'd have to like climb.
Yeah.
No. I know. And I'm picturing it having like ridges.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
On it. But
you know,
yeah.
Okay.
Not here to yuck someone's yum. She set her wine glass on the table and went to the kitchen, grabbing something from under the sink. She came back with a clean rag and a bottle of disinfectant. Tana is talking out loud to herself and just like trying to rationalize it to herself. But I mean, there's no way to rationalize that.
No.
But the door is absolutely fucking pumped. He's like, let's go.
I can't wait.
Wrapping my round brass protrusion in a soft cloth and a firm grip, she started polishing my knob with slow, smooth strokes that stirred something deep in my wood. Her features were soft and sensual as she concentrated on her work, her thumb slipping over my raised lock ridge through the thin barrier of the cloth, almost teasingly.
Jesus.
She's being really sexual.
He's being
Can never clean my doors again. I'm gonna be like, you
his
like
little
this?
Brass knob.
Ugh.
After cleaning the knob, Tana goes to her bedroom and comes back butt naked with a bottle of some kind of clear liquid, a small shiny gold square, and her shivering blue stick.
Oh.
It feels weird to be talking to you, but I mean, I'd rather you know what's up. I'm taking your cameo in my reoccurring nightmare as consent, but if I'm wrong, I don't know, like jiggle in your frame or something.
Tana stooped down to be eye level with the knob and slipped the condom over the knob with gentle tugs.
A condom?
Was that the gold square?
That was what the gold square was. So he doesn't say condom. He says like clear sleeve thing, but I'm saying condom because I know what it is. He is a door, does not know what that is. Okay. He just knows she's putting a clear sleeve on him.
But why? I mean, I guess it makes sense. You don't want door all up in you.
No. Or disinfectant.
Oh, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not that I think you're going to knock me up with little trap doors or something. I think it's that I only trust Lysol so much and doorknobs are kind of germ magnets. No offense. Hopefully that doesn't fuck with the mojo, but I don't need to explain a UTI from this. Okay, yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if I was going to fuck a doorknob, I think I'd put a condom on it.
Yeah. There have been like a lot of hands on there. And
yeah.
Okay.
Especially apartment doorknob. Gross.
Yucky.
Tana then slides over the soft, oversized ottoman and shoves it up against the door. She grabs the bottle of lube and puts some on the knob. She grabs the knob to spread the lube around, and the door is feeling it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tana got on the ottoman and laid on her back with her feet propped up on the door. So her booty, like, pushed against the door.
Okay.
That's one way to do it. I don't think that's how I would do it.
Oh, this is just the start. This is just the start. This isn't the final posish. She gave the door a little smile and she slid the vibrator into herself, moving it in and out. She then abruptly sits up, taking the vibrator out, and gets on all fours, her ass now facing the glistening, waiting doorknob.
She fumbled, patting under her for the still humming vibrator, resting on a shoulder to bring it up to her clit with the groan. Her body relaxed at the additional sensation, knees shifting to press her fully onto my knob, giving a startled gasp as it popped fully into her. Ew. Holy shit, that's weird. Big too, nice butt. Okay, oh god, yes. Her hips tilted at just the right angle, sending the round edge of my thick knob bumping up against something sensitive inside her. She gushed around me with a keening cry, tightening and fluttering in a hard orgasm that left lube and arousal coursing down her thighs and rivulets.
She fucking that knob. She tearing that shit up.
Okay. If I were told in a dream that I had to fuck a door or I would be murdered, I don't think I would need to, like, go all out with it. No. I would just pop it in real quick and be like, all right, I did it.
Fuck the door.
But she's, like, gushing and vibrating.
She's loving it. She is loving it.
She's making sure she's going to enjoy this.
Yeah.
Okay.
After Tana came, she laid there for a bit. She then rose to her hands and gently leaned away from the door, and the doorknob came out with a wet pop. She rose to her feet, gave the door a smile, and said, well, looks like I'm just kinky and you're still a door. And then she turns to leave to go take a shower.
I would sob hysterically if I thought that I did that for no reason.
I just fucked the door.
And she's like, well, all right. Halfway to the small room with the shower, she spun around and made her way back to me, pressing a kiss below my peephole. Sorry, don't mean to bang and run. Hope that was good for you, too. Now I need a shower. She laughed loudly at herself, patting my frame and heading back down the hallway. Yeah, he didn't get to finish.
Yeah, rude.
I know, that poor fucking door. The door watched as she walked away, and he was confused by her demeanor. Did she think this was all a joke? Because, like, he's like, no, like, this is serious. Like, you fucked me, and I'm gonna become a person. This isn't a joke. He's, like, a little offended by it. A little offended.
He's sensitive. live.
But then, all of a sudden, his sensations, everything coming to head, everything coming to the light, and he's feeling weird, and all of a sudden, he's a man.
Oh my god.
Wow. Does he just not have a front door anymore? It's just an empty space?
A naked man, a fleshy, though still very thick, tube of flesh that replaced his knob. From behind him, he hears a very shocked Mrs. Scrimshaw, who scurries away quickly. The entire doorway is empty now. There's no door.
She needs a door stat.
Now, Randall's for sure gonna fucking murder her because she's a front door.
No, but he's gonna protect her because he can move now.
He is the door.
Yeah, but there is no door now. He has no door. Then a towel-wrapped Tana appears, spatula in hand, screaming at him to get out, and she'll call the fucking cops. And she says, also, where the fuck is my door?
You know where the penny is.
No.
And he literally says, I'm right here.
Stupid.
You I'm just right here, me. Tana. I'm your door. I told you. And she's like, fuck no. That's impossible. Is this a prank? Her gaze drops down to his waist. The strange sock from earlier hanging off the thick protruding rod of flesh between his thighs. He tugs it off and squints at it curiously. So the condom.
She didn't even take the condom off. She's just like,
no. She just now. Left it on her fucking doorknob.
That's disgusting.
Imagine like going over to your friend's house and seeing a condom on their doorknob.
I'd be like, I've heard about this before in a book.
Yeah. I read a book like this once.
What are the odds? I know what you're doing. Tana then realizes she has no fucking front door anymore and tells him to get inside, and oh my god, he needs clothes, and oh my god, she needs a front door, and oh my god, what's happening? She takes the towel off her head and gives it to him to cover himself and tells him to go sit on the couch. Tana then comes back with a pair of gray sweatpants for him to wear, and I was like, of course they're gray.
Slut. Yeah.
Fucking slut. He apologizes for frightening her, and she tells him she really didn't believe him, but obviously she needs to start, as she opens a bottle of champagne. She said, today is mimosa day, and I need at least two to get through this, and the door quickly rushes over to her and knocks the orange juice container out of her hand.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
And Tana's like, what the fuck, dude? He's like, first of all, sorry. Second, Randall poisoned it, and she's like, you're crazy. I bought this like 2 days ago. She only left the house once to go grocery shopping, and then she realizes, and she says, oh my god, that fucker. And then it really sets in that she's in danger, and the door holds out his arms to comfort her. She accepts the invitation, and he holds her tightly. He tells her she's safe with him and that Randall can't hurt her while he's there. And then she says, but if you're here, what am I going to do about my door? And he's like, is there a place you can buy doors?
The door store.
Yeah.
So Tana gets on her phone and orders a door, and as they wait for the new door to be delivered, Tana suggests they watch a movie. They both curled up on the couch together, and Tana asks what she should call him. Yours, he thinks to himself, but he decides on Dreese. I was saying Dreese the whole time. He picks that one because he looks around her room and he can see like a magazine with one of her favorite actors on it. And he said the actor's first name is Idris. So I'm thinking it's Idris Elba.
It's Idris Elba, right? But it'd still be Dreese.
Right?
Idris
Elba. So, yeah, it's him. So I think that's her favorite actor. But he picks the name Dreese.
Dreese? Whatever.
And she says, okay, Dreese it is. And as they watch the movie, Dreese stroked her hair, and soon Tana fell asleep against him. She was truly the most beautiful human he had ever seen. He then heard a soft hello from behind him. It was the man delivering the new door. Dreese signed for it and felt mixed feelings about being replaced. He had proudly been Tana's door for a long time, but it was time to transition into something more. Dreese decided he'd install the door before Tana awoke.
What do they do, fucking Instacart a goddamn door?
Yeah.
Yeah, he literally compares it to like her. It's like he doesn't say DoorDash, but he compares it to her food delivery app is what he says.
Okay.
So I think so.
Okay. That's quick. That's convenient. Yeah.
He also mentioned something about, I thought it was funny. He said when they were like perusing the delivery app, looking at doors, he steered her away from picking another door with a rounded knob just in case she'd want to fuck a door again.
He thinks that it was just so good for her. She can't stop herself.
She's just going to be fucking doors, I guess. So he was like, you cannot get a rounded knob.
You get a handle.
That's it. You can't put that in you, can you? No.
She'll figure out a way.
Yes, she will. And when Tana awoke, the door was installed by her little handyman door.
No.
Dries recommended they call the cops now that the new door is installed, and Tana is hesitant to call them because she's worried about the police possibly doing something to Dries. They aren't even really sure what he is. He has no ID to show them if they were to come, anything like that.
Okay, I mean, that's fair. He's not technically like a actual person.
Right. He doesn't necessarily like that, but he's like, fine. If you don't want to call the cops, then we have to do something about it. And after they tested the door's new lock, they decided to go to the store to get Dries some clothing. Mind you, he is only in gray sweatpants and Tana's pink flip-flops, no shirt. And he's apparently very hot. Hot, hot, hot. It doesn't, like, describe him in great detail at all, just that he's a hot man.
Okay.
I imagine the flip-flops are very small on him, too.
I know. Considering he's the size of a door.
Yeah.
All the older women in the store are staring at him and clearly checking him out, and Tana is getting more and more annoyed by this. Dries can see this, so he pulls her in for a passionate kiss, and then he pauses and is like, Tana, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't assume you'd want to.
Want? Tana tilted her head, eyes dancing with amusement. Dries, I think you're allowed to steal a kiss, sweetheart. I kind of buried your knob in my pussy a few hours ago.
Oh my god.
Shameless.
She tells him, seriously, it's fine. And he's like, yeah, well, what about the rest that you send? What about that stuff? And she's like, well, not right now, at the store. And this gets him a little hot and bothered. And she says, what's wrong, big boy? Got a not-so-little problem? He blushes and tells her, let's just go get you some ice cream for your bad days. And she's like, what do you know about my bad days? And he's like, every month, a couple days out of the month, you get really sad and watch sad movies. And I always see that ice cream makes you feel better. I think he's talking about her period.
Yeah.
And so they get back home and they're putting everything away. And she's looking in the fridge and asks him if he's sure Randall didn't poison anything else. And he says, yes, he's sure. And he shuts the fridge and he comforts her and tells her he's there to protect her. She thanks him and tells him he was a very good door to her.
Something about being called a good door made my human legs feel weak and shaky.
He's a good door. He's a good door. So they decided to go and clean like surfaces in her room, and she put some stuff in the laundry, like in the washer, because she's worried that Randall may have done other things to her room that aren't aware of. Dries is in her bedroom cleaning her dresser when Tana comes in and says, I saw that, you know, and he asks, saw what? I don't know what you mean. And she says, the look on your face when I told you what a good door you were for me. And this makes Dries a little horny. Tana tells him she has a weakness for big, strong men who do as they're told, good boys who enjoy working for her praise, and if he knows anyone like that. He says, uh-huh. And she says, who might that be, I wonder? And Dries blurts out, it's me.
I'm the good door.
And he tells her he would do anything for her, and Tana tells him to relax. They're going to play a little bit. She unzips his pants and starts stroking his cock. He is loving this and tells her that it feels good.
My big, strong door. Ugh. You did such a good job protecting me, saving me, making me feel so amazing. My hips had started to lightly thrust into her hand, and she adjusted her grip seamlessly, moving blissfully faster now as she murmured praise to me. Now I need you to do something for me. Can you be a good boy and come for me?
Oh, okay, mommy.
Get it, mommy. He tells her he'll do anything she asks, but also he doesn't know how to come. She laughs and tells him that he's just so cute. She tells him to just let it feel good and she'll take care of him.
I panted, overwhelmed with pleasure to be held like this. So unlike a door, so soft and vulnerable in her hands. Well, not entirely soft. My cock felt like it was about to drill into the dresser if I thrust beyond her grip. My hips had taken on a life of their own as I mindlessly rutted into her perfect palm, babbling words like yes and thank you, like they'd just become my personal mantra. I gasped for breath as I began chasing something in her hand, a need rising like a roar from the core of me. Tana, what's going on? Oh.
Oh. He falls to his knees, pleasure shooting through him. He asks Tana what that was, and she tells him that was just a hand job, and she had never seen a man completely reboot his hard drive over it. She asked if he was okay, and he said he's never felt better. They lay on the floor for a bit, talking, when they hear a loud, angry knock at the door. Tana bolted up before Dries could get up, and he yelled for her to wait. It was too late. Tana swings open the front door, and in storms Randall, eyes wild, asking Tana if she called the cops. Did she make up those fucking lies about him? If Sarah had just listened to him, he was a good guy. He told her that, but she just wanted to be friends. Randall was losing it. He had one hand gripping his hair, and the other hand brandished a gun. He holds it up, pointing it at Tana. Dree scrambled to his feet and runs down the hallway. He slams Randall into the door and a fight ensues. Then there was a bright flash and Dree felt a searing pain and the need to fall asleep.
No! What the heck?
His consciousness was fleeting. He could only make out a few snippets around him. He was definitely shot. Weeping Tana in the background, Randall's crumpled up body surrounded by bloodstained carpet, an officer gesturing at the woods with a sad expression, a bumpy ride in the back of a van, followed by the familiar warmth of Tana's living room and the smell of new carpet and paint.
What? Is he a door again?
Drace, I don't know if you can hear me. I'm not even sure you weren't a fever dream, but I can't let you go. I made them bring you back to me after their investigation, after Randall was charged for the death of that poor girl. Her fingertips traced down my front, and I was relieved I could still feel her, that I hadn't lost that in whatever had happened to me. Her palm lingered over where my bullet hole had been, which felt better somehow. Tana gave a sad laugh, fingertips tracing where the hole had been. I got some wood putty. I don't know how exactly to fix mortal wounds on a man that turned into a door on me, but I think I did a decent job.
He got turned into a door?
He's a door again.
After all of that?
Mm-hmm. When he was shot, he turned into a door again, and Tana had them bring him back to her. Something soft and slippery stretched over his knob, a condom. As she tells him she was wrecked and needed him back, she tells him that a woman came to her in her dream and told her things about him. As she poured lube over his knob, Tana carefully sank down on his knob, and he couldn't help but thrust back up, his rigid body vibrating the tiniest bit. Drees? Tana asked, and there he was. A man again.
So she just like brought back a door and like set it on her ground and was like,
it's because Hera came to her in a dream and explained it to her.
You just gotta fuck this door.
She's like, this is your door now. Take care of him. Fuck that man. She threw her arms over his shoulders and sat on his naked lap. He tells her how much he missed her and he'd die 1,000 times for her again. And they begin to fuck because they're both naked.
Okay.
Her hand found my hair again as I drove into her, panting with need. I know you can do it for me, Drees, baby. I know you can fill that condom up and show me how much you missed me. Go on, lover. Fuck me hard. Take what you want. Take what you need. Come for me. Come for me now.
Wow. She's a talker.
Yeah.
She is a fucking talker. Lover. Come for me, lover.
Come on, lover.
Ew. After they finished, they rested for a while. She tells him Hera told her he would turn into a door every full moon and they would have to do this every time. And over time, he'll gain more control over it. She said she's kind of glad about it because she's a big fan of his knob. She also tells him a man in a robe visited her and told her that they were family, like he was the door's family. And he left something for him, a wallet, and in it was an ID. Drees Locke, a 32-year-old legal immigrant from Greece, along with a passport and a small copy of his theoretical Greek birth certificate.
His last name is Locke.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious.
The gods have spoken. I have a beautiful girl to take to dinner. I smiled as she turned her face up to me again, wordlessly demanding another kiss. I really liked it when she bossed me around. The end.
Wow, wow, wow.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, that's all I got is wow.
Oh, yeah, you know. It was not what I expected at all.
No.
At all. It was a nice little twisty, turny, paranormal.
Greek mythology.
Yeah. Little what novella. The fuck? I know. Do you guys think he's hot?
No.
As a door?
Yeah.
As a man? He sounds all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's hot, apparently.
Yeah.
Seems kind of stupid, but.
He is kind of stupid.
But he is a door, so.
How many red pepper emojis would you give it?
I'd say 3.
Yeah. 3.
It
three?
Was good. Okay. I liked it. Not smutty. Not what I was expecting. No. There was like a murder mystery, some Greek gods, some doors.
The Greek god thing, like, totally left field. I was like,
yeah.
What?
I was what? Hera? Hades? What? Would you guys switch places with Tana?
No.
No. She fully had a murderer after her, so no, I'm okay. And I don't want to have to fuck a door once a month.
No.
That seems like a lot of maintenance.
But yeah, that was our story.
That's I good. All right, well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Smut Up and Listen Podcast and on TikTok at Smut Up and Listen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @SmutUpAndListenPodcast and on TikTok at @SmutUpAndListen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.